Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Walk and Talk at NADA 2024. Today, I have Carol with Active Engage. Carol, thank you for taking the time to come chat with me.
It is my pleasure. I love walking.
Right, because we don't do enough of it when we come to these things, right?
Yeah. Like
I was looking the other day, I was a little over 15,000 steps. I was like, oh.
That's right, me too.
And like today, between the back, oh, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. Well, Carol, here's what we've been doing. We've been going around finding some of the smartest and brightest in our industry, all right? And, you know, having just a quick little chat about, you know, what should dealerships really be kind of focusing on right now from an operations perspective? You know, it's like, I know we're always kind of in this level of constant change because we're always saying it, right? Like,
that's it.
We're changing, everything's changing.
That's right.
You know, but it's an interesting time and I'd love to get your perspective on it.
Absolutely. I love change and that's why I love the automotive industry because it is constantly changing. And I think for 2024, the keywords are customer experience. And that can often come off as boring, I think, to some dealers. But when you flesh customer experience against technology and these new generations entering the market, as I like to call them digital natives, Gen Z and millennials.
It's a better name than Gen Z and millennials.
I mean,
digital natives. I like that.
Digital natives, yes, yeah. Right. They have been programmed by the technology that they have grown up with, right?
No, I'm so glad you bring that up because I really kind of think, I mean, my entire team fits into that exact market that you're talking about, right? And, you know, it was so funny. I've had to learn, you know, from a communications perspective.
That's right.
You know, just certain things.
They have their own language. Yes.
And now I do it, you know. It's just like, but it's usually very direct. It's considerably shorter, right? And it's usually right to the point. And I appreciate that, you know. But to your point, you know, enhancing that customer experience, you know, it's funny. That's kind of the expectation now, you know.
Correct. Like,
that's the customer's expectation of how we communicate.
Yes. Yeah. And when we talk about the largest generation, millennials, we know that they will pay more for a good experience.
Yes.
So I know when I was in the dealership, the term we often used were cyber grinders.
I like that. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah.
People will leave you over 50 cents. They're going to grind you, right?
Yes.
And that's not today's market. So. No. Smart dealers are going to get creative and get thoughtful and understand that people do research, especially these groups. They want to be prepared. They want to understand their options.
Yep.
But they can also be influenced. And that's where the product experts of the dealer comes in. Whether it's a expert on the product, the vehicle, or on the buying process. And so the smart dealers are going to have those experts ready to come into the process at the right time.
Well, and it's that commitment to the coaching and the training of them too, right? You know, that's another thing when we're talking about this kind of this generation or this new kind of sales force. Is like, I do find them to be very, very coachable, incredibly coachable, right?
Very much.
You know, but they're also very tech savvy.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, you know, you give them a process without a piece of technology, they're almost kind of confused what
to
do.
That's it. They're lost.
Right? But give them a piece of technology and a series of processes that the technology can help them execute on, they're at home.
Yes.
You know?
Very much so. Yeah, a large part of our company also are these digital natives.
Right.
And sometimes they will say things and I wonder, gosh, who raised you? But my children do the same thing, right? But more often they come up with very creative solutions.
Yes.
And we know that beyond just digital natives, 89% of consumers want to engage via messaging or texting. And so I think
it's just
that's
so convenient.
Yeah, that's the other
so convenient.
Big tip for dealers, I think, is not just your website, but your Google business profile.
Yeah.
Enable that with messaging. That gets 5 times the views of your website.
I love that. I mean, I think that's, well, I think for anybody out there watching and listening, if you guys kind of hear what we're saying, it's like, think of any way that a consumer can connect with you. If you can convert that connection into, I still call it text messaging, the holy grail of engagement, right? Yeah. Because it's in my pocket. It stays in my pocket. The only people that text me are in my inner circle of people that I trust and I'm confident with. It's huge. So guys, if you're out there watching, listening right now, listen to Carol. Get serious about your text messaging communications. Carol, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Really, really, yeah, it was great. My pleasure.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.